What's up, 1515 Air proudly presents the Rundown Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Love and Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Doing good, doing good. I'm up here. I'm not complaining. I know we are having a summer this summer, and I'm not complaining.
Man, for real.
The whole country having it.
Real.
The whole country having it, so I'm not going to complain about it because I know it'll get cold.
I'm fucked with it.
Yeah. Did you want to share your story with the audience who don't follow you on Instagram?
What story?
Your Stevie J story. You was talking about old men on IG. Stevie J is an old man. I thought maybe you ran into Stevie. He wanted 30% of your body.
Yo, I went to the store the other day, who don't follow me on Instagram, and I'm just in the store patiently waiting in line. And so this man walks up and he goes, And I looked, I was like, here we go. Okay. And then he go, I'm like, you know, trying to pay for my things. He's like, yes, God, yes, Lord, have mercy. Oh, how many, 6, 9, 12. Like, he just started randomly throwing out numbers. Like, how many chicks can I, 6, 9, 12.
What does that mean? What does 6, 9?
I don't know.
When you got to that part, I kept scrolling. I said, I don't get the 6, 9. I said,
like, I'm so confused. Like, this is what he said. He was like, how many chicks can I, ... 6, 9. I don't know if he like how many. I don't know where he was going with it. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, I wasn't going to say anything at first, but he kept like, you know, just like rude compliments. Like, and so I said, sir, why do you think I really want to hit that? And he was like, you're right. I'm sorry. You look nice. Today. I was like, you could have just said that. I ain't need the nursery rhyme.
You took the words.
I ain't need none of that. You could have just said, oh, you look nice. And then after that, though, when I walked away, he, Lord, yes. Like, you ain't learned shit in these 3 minutes that we were standing here.
Listen, that was 3 minutes. Stevie done has 7, 8 years, and I feel like he has not learned a thing. The sequin shirt, you had any thoughts on that?
I kind of liked it. I hated the shoes.
I felt the sequin shirt is for R&B groups. Like, we gonna be on stage with your four brothers getting it. Like, what are we? I'm just rocking a sequin shirt. Like, leather pants. Like, you can't rock leather pants if you're just a regular person.
He's Stevie. He can do what he wants.
You team Stevie. I'm going to be team Erica today. I'm team Sean.
I'm team Sean all day, but I'm saying that's Stevie. Like, he going to do what he want to do. So, yeah,
that's why he in the trouble he in now, because he do what he want to do. I really thought that we were gonna get straight to the shit with this episode, because Nina came through and she was like, and then we got Jasmine and Rashida, and then just Brittany. And I was like,
so happy they started with that, and that wasn't like the last thing.
I was too, because we know that's how they do. But I thought we were even gonna get introductions. I was like, good, who cares about that fake clapping? But we got the introductions, but we did kick it off with Kirk, Rashida, and Jasmine. And just rewatching that whole season. Kirk be so nonchalant. He just too, it is mine, it's my, no, stop it, Kirk. I hate that. I hate that so much. Even when he didn't even have no, why does he not have emotion? And every time I hear Rashida say, my marriage is worth another shot, I'm like, it's already dead. Seriously, stop it. It has so many shots.
I was low-key kind of proud of Jasmine for saying, stop acting like I'm the only person in this shit.
But really, even
when she said it, it just, you know what happened? It brought me back to the basketball wise feelings that I've been having with the whole Tammy and Evelyn and thinking, like, not putting blame on all parties.
Yeah.
Like, she just bounced over the fact.
Yeah.
So she said, well, if you would have kept your legs closed, I'm like, yeah, but if your nigga would have kept his dick in his pants, like, both parties are wrong.
That's what Bob, I was like, Rashida.
Kurt, more. I hate to say it, but Kirk is more in the wrong than Jasmine is.
Yeah, because Kirk took some vows.
Thank you. I was going to say, what's that name? Kirk vowed to you to be faithful, you know, to do all these things in a relationship. You mad at her for taking whatever this man had even told her to get her to that point.
And that's the thing with it.
They had a whole relationship. This wasn't like a one-night stand.
It wasn't that. And I love Nina Parker. I think she's dope. But I also think that she don't watch the show, because at one point I felt she should have interjected. And she said, look, Rashida, I understand you're upset. But outside looking in, it seems like you're always more upset at Jasmine than your own husband. Why is that? Yeah. Just explain it to help us understand. We might not understand, but help us understand. But
at least give us a fighting chance. Like I said, like, I got it. I was talking because I made my homie watch this. He don't watch none of this show. He asked 1,000 questions this whole reunion.
That's how I be with Sarah and her shows. I'm like, what's going on? Why are they doing this?
But he was watching it with me because clearly I had to watch it. And I was like, I commend Rashida because she is a better woman than I would ever be. He was like, well, you know, you never know in a relationship. I said, granted. I said, I understand that they have been together for years and they was married for 15, 16, 17 years, and that y'all share this house, this label, the working, these children, et cetera, et cetera. I said, she already was cheated on that you know about publicly. Because they don't tell him how many times he probably did what he did. So we already know specifically that he cheated on you in the cabin or whatever. We know that.
Yep.
And we got past that as a couple. I went over it.
You had the apology party.
We had the apology party. You put forth the effort, et cetera. We working this day by day. We finally get to a good place here, I think. And then you turn around and not only disrespect me again by cheating, but now it's like evidence of cheating. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like you cheated and then nothing came of it. You cheated
and a whole baby, life. A whole cute baby.
So now, regardless, because I'm sticking with you as a wife, I still have to tolerate said baby and this new baby mama. Like, she is a better woman than me because I already took you back the first time you cheated. I'm supposed to take you back again after you cheated.
This is why.
You finally got to a happy place and you had a baby. Like, it could never be me.
This is why Nina, here's the thing. I don't even think these are Nina questions. I think these are the questions they give Nina. So
that's why she get cards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because this is what I think the reunion is really for, people who don't really pay that much to the season. And then you get the greatest hits. Because the first question I probably would have hit Rashida with, first of all, I'll treat it like court. Y'all don't talk at each other. Y'all talk to me. But I would have told Rashida, I would have asked Rashida straight up, is there a limit to your love? What's her answer there? Because we done seen her go through so much. Do you have a limit? Do you have a limit? You know, yes or no, because it seems like Kirk is trying to find that line.
We
didn't even ask Kirk. She didn't ask Kirk, like, what are you doing differently now? He might have a bullshit answer, but we didn't even get this. So Kirk was so off the hook in this situation that it was nothing. And before we get out of here, while she came to Houston, while Spice addressed the situation, happy share together. Jasmine says she wanted the family. And Rashida did say that she will interact with Cannon. And Jasmine says she wished Kirk could be doing better, but she's taking baby steps. And then Rashida, Kirk is rubbing off on you because she really hit us with, we weren't in the same bed. We landed in the same bed because we were looking at some shit on internet. Stop. What, y'all looking at porn? Fuck y'all looking
right,
at in the
out.
y'all head to head with the phone, somebody holding the phone above. Stop it. And then, you know, I do appreciate Kirk saying, look, we're gonna be in a relationship regardless.
And what was that? Didn't they say they had an internet connection out there when they was on the farm?
She should have called her. Like, I thought y'all was out in the boondocks. How you have, okay. Just own up. All right, whatever. All right, let's move into maybe what was the highlight of the night. And this is Erica versus Stevie. When they did the recap, I'm with you, Carly. Sean Garrett's hair is trash. I don't know what's going on with it.
Yeah, his hair is trash. That's
it
true.
Is. But Erica, we'll get the beats out the way. Erica got emotional because she said she's been trying to do this music for a long time. I don't know why. Stop it. I
mean, she must be doing something if Jazzy Faye really working with her and Sean Garrett is really working with her. So, I mean, at maybe. This point,
I think she is.
Two credible,
they
producers.
Are. They are more and, way more credible than Stevie J.
And I think that let's not be surprised. We might get an Erica Mena hit in a year.
You never
so.
Know. You never know.
You
Yo,
for real.
Erica Mena. If
truth be told, Erica only needs to hire. If they did things how they used to do things back in the day, which is collabos to introduce new artists, like Erica could have probably just got on a quick little hook on something.
Yeah, maybe
and
Erica
started a buzz.
Erica might have fucked things up for herself anyway. I mean that I feel Erica's not where she's at because of how Erica went about things. Because remember, Erica started off as a video girl. I think she was like in a Bow Wow video back in the day, something like that. Then she started dating DJ Envy. And outside looking in, it looked like you were trying to fuck your way into the industry. And that might have put her where she at now. Now people don't trust her, blah, blah. Do you really have talent? You fucked Rich Dollars and he's a producer. Like, are you trying to do this or are you just trying to find a shortcut? So,
I love how people say, like, you fuck your way through the industry. Like, and that's possibly so. However, if I'm in the industry, who else do you expect me to fuck other than industry people?
Yeah. Nobody ever says that when you work at McDonald's. You fucked your way through the McDonald's. I'm 17 and she working here and we talk all the damn time. It's not my fault.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if she was a video vixen and she's on the set with artists, you're going to befriend artists. And what are artists going to do? Invite you to other events where other artists and producers and managers. Now you're going to mingle with those people. Now, could she fuck away to the top? Yeah, possibly. But we don't have no proof that that's what she's doing.
No.
How come she couldn't be fucking the people that she
actually
knows?
Likes?
Because this is the industry she lives in.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, if she wasn't a singer, Erica Lowkey had the kind of personality. Because she's quick, she has a quick tongue, and she comes off as fun. She could have been Cardi B before Cardi B, but it's harder to do singing than it is for somebody to
do rap.
Yeah,
rap,
like
rap.
Yeah, to help
so
you
I
with your rap.
Erica Mena more as a Drea type.
Oh, okay.
I think she missed her mark. Like she got good fashion sense. You know, she's a beautiful girl. She got a nice body, and she do got a quick mouth like Drea. Has a good mouth. She got a big, you know, a beautiful body, great part, you know, whole thing. I think she missed the mark. I think she should have went more into maybe the fashion world. You know what I'm saying? You got a good following. This fly needs to die. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, she had the line.
I think she should have went into the...
She had her...
I think that was more for TV and not for her. If you, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you was dedicated, like, we saw Drea making Mint Swim on show, but Mint Swim is popping. If Fine Ass Girls was popping, now she got a candle line. Like, Drea ain't playing. Like, she modeling, she doing photos. Like, Erica could have went. I saw her, like, you know, being more of, like, the Drea route.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't go that route. I'm surprised somebody didn't tell her. Maybe they did, and music is just her thing.
And that's cool. Maybe music is her thing, but you was on a hiatus for a couple of years.
Yeah, you were.
And during that time, those should have been the times when you was doing your vocal coaching, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when you decided to come back out, you really, truly was coming out as a new Erica Mena.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think Stevie has it in for Erica Mena?
I just think she tap dances on his nerves, and that shit is hilarious.
Yeah, I'm with you. When it comes to a strong, because I'm not saying Mimi's not strong. But Mimi is the type where she confronts Stevie like, whatever, you can have that shit. Erica is going to challenge you. Like, fuck you. You're not having shit. You know, I think Mimi will be the bigger person or whatever. And the only time she really come at Stevie is when she thinks about how he hurt her. But then the other time, she'd be like, whatever. All right, whatever. That's you being you. So they went back and forth with you act like a bitch. You fight with more females. Pay your child support. She hit her with the spend time with your kids. It's funny because we live in this day and age where everybody wants to incriminate themselves. My daughter will drag you later on. I'm going to pay for people to get you fucked up. If he gets fucked up, I did it. Why the hell would I?
On that shit. I was like, well, all right then.
Yeah. So then him and Sean got into it. And
you know what bothered me about that whole scene though with him and Sean? nobody was talking to you, Stevie.
Yeah, he just interrupted him.
Question. He was answering it. Like, let him do what he was, there to do.
And Stevie got to stop with the tough talk. Yo, you really have to eat a system. This is like Drake. Drake, you lost the Pusha T battle. You got to stop with the subs. He's still dropping subs. I'm like, you got to cut it out. You lost this battle. Yeah, Stevie, the crowd said, we don't believe you. You need more people. And he's still going to be with the tough talk. Saying he good in the streets and blah, blah. He got escorted off the stage and everything. And he came back real quick. That was really strange. I don't know what the break was. But when he came back for the Just Britney section. And for Stevie to want to be a manager, he don't protect none of his artists, potential or on the label. Like the fact that they was talking shit about Just Britney, he'd be like, yo, chill. I'm trying to sign her. Let that be. We got to make money, blah, blah. Nope. He just let it happen. So what was it? Stevie wanted us to lead us. Oh yeah, that's all he brought Just Britney because I wanted us to lead her know I'm working with some artists. And Britney, why was Britney on the couch? That was such a weird setup that she was in the audience. So they had Estelita and who was it? Was Erica on the other side with her? But I know Stevie was on one side and Spice. But Britney was in the couch. She felt ambushed. And then, Erica called her out for bringing up the fucking. It got real loud. What's up, girl? Nina was like, quiet. And then Keely said that Britney, this is why I hate the reunions, y'all. Because Keely said, Britney said they had sex. And she's like, we even dropped you off at the house. She's like, he got a studio. We made music. She gets escorted off. So we never know if they ever had sex. Stevie said they didn't have sex. Estelita said she gave him head. That's it. And I'm confused because she got escorted off. And Britney said, there's 5 versus 1. You know what is coming at me? Because my ego too big. A big ego is not, that's not a good thing. Like, yo, you got to have a big ego. You have to have thick skin, but you don't have that. No, calm down. All right. And yo, I'm still mad that they hit that girl with everything but Daphne from Scooby-Doo. Like, that's the one that's sitting right there with the orange hair. All right, whatever. Carly Red. Oh, while I'm here, nobody looked good in the face. Everybody looked God, oily. Thank you. Everybody looked oily. Did I write who I?
Y'all makeup artists. I don't understand why the life of me that y'all be hitting in these confessionals. When it get down to these reunion shows, y'all look dumb. The highlights was wrong. The contours was wrong. The blush was wrong.
Everything.
The other highlight was wrong. Listen, looked oily when you needed to look matte. Your lipstick didn't go. Your eyeshadows didn't work. Your outfits was trash. Listen, people.
I wrote there. I wrote in the beginning before I got to Kirk, Rashida, and Jasmine. I said, Jasmine, Just Britney, Spice, Tokyo, Carly, because I was writing them as a show. Jasmine looked the worst here. I said, you've always looked good. What are you doing? Just they Britney. Do,
because less is more. I don't know what it is about these reunion shows.
They don't go for a natural beat. Why are we not going natural? Keep
it
cool.
And Nene normally looked pretty well. Her outfit was cool. I just really liked the outfit. For the wig. Her outfit was cute. I feel like Erica Mena's outfit is real cute, too. I can't get the whole just because she hasn't stood up, but these makeups, though. Oh, and then these wigs. Oh my God, Carly? Not Carly. Yeah, Carly Red. Oh God.
Yeah.
Shoot it all. Just delete and try again.
All right. So
backstage.
Carly, this is the problem with Love and Hip Hop. Love and Hip Hop sometimes wants to be taken seriously, right? But when Carly Red got up there, her whole recap was Sean Garrett, her being a detective with BK and Jock. Again, my first question when we got back, I would have said, look, I know this wasn't a recap, but Carly, I have to ask, how is your father doing?
Yes.
Why are we?
I was waiting for that too. I'm like, we're not going to talk about her daddy.
Yeah, just
maybe it's on the next episode.
Hopefully. But don't give me the serious shit if y'all don't want us to discuss it.
We're not going to address it. Yeah.
So Sean Garrett get to talk and he said Carly's an acquired taste. And
why can't people talk on a reunion show? It's like nobody give people a chance to
because Carly, it was because Carly think acquired taste is a negative thing. Like, or it can be per se, but I don't think he meant it that way.
He was just like,
yo, she's not my type. She dope, but that's not for me. And then what bothered me is He said she was trying to throw it at me. She said, no, I didn't, because if you did, you would have caught. You, it was just a recap where you had nothing on. That, like, you but just boots. Said
I have nothing on. And a
just, yo, okay. If that's not throwing it at me, what the fuck is throwing it at me? And shout out to Jock for realizing that Cardi acted different after Sean. But Jock, who was trying to have sex with who on the side of the building? What? Why are we acting like we animals? Y'all both grown as hell. Go get a little room for a second. Get you a little, an hour or so. Rashida don't think they have anything going on. She think it's just a little smash. Yo, here's the thing. Was it wrong when Rashida said, you know what? I don't think they got anything going on. I think it's just like when you break up with somebody and then you still flirt about. And I was thinking, Rashida, what you know about that? Kirk been your boyfriend since you was like 16. You have never broke up with nobody. Again, we got no answers because we were trying to figure out, and Carly's like, I can't tell. What's the purpose of this show if we can't get nothing settled on the reunion? All right. Estelita next. Oh my gosh, she got emotional watching her recap. I don't know what was. Oh, well, telling her story, that was emotional. She didn't think Stevie was playing with her career. Good for her, Stevie. You're doing a great acting job. He doesn't own her. They started having sex before he was working together. And then this. All right, I don't know if this bothers you. Listen to me. I understand.
Sure does.
I understand you, me, and a bunch of other people listening. Have one, two, a few, I don't care, I'm not judging, partners where you obviously don't know how many times y'all had sex, because y'all had sex a lot. But there's also people where you like, nigga, we done fucked twice, stop it. I can tell, how she say twice, he say a few. Why we don't know how many times we had sex? If it's under 5 or 10, we should know these things. Mm-hmm. And that's annoying. We should know these things. So then he says, oh, yeah, I should be taking 30% because I'm not a manager. I'm an entertainment company. And she says, you ain't even get this shit registered. So that's who my contract was. I don't got no contract with you. Danger Zone is in danger. But he wants checks for walkthroughs and everything. He sounds so crazy. I don't know. He should never be able to get another woman. But he will. Promise y'all.
But he will.
Then he started wilding out, saying whatever he got. Listen, I didn't get this. Nina says, yo, Stevie, the women have been saying bad things about you. You want to address it? You only addressed Erica. Why ain't address nobody else? He said, hold no weight. I brought her back from the dead.
Give us a collage of bad shit that they said so that he can address them all individually.
I was hoping for that.
Whatever.
Yeah, brought her back from the dead. Kiss his feet. Yo, shout out to Stevie J. Look how he get pedicures. Men, take care of your feet, because women be.
I hate those shoes.
Oh, I don't like them either. Here's the thing. I'm not. This is all people. There's those Balenciagas, and there's those what's the other ones? The Kanye Yeezys that look like ugly shoes. We gotta stop buying shit just because it's expensive. If those Gucci slippers were at Payless, he wouldn't put them on his feet. He'd be like, this shit trash. But if you really fucking with it, you should rock them regardless of who made them.
Who made them? Yeah.
That's when Erica was like, she went lesbian after you. No, she went lesbian after Nico.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah, they got into arguing again, and then this whole. You take the dick out your mouth. You had three at one time. Yo, listen. Erica, I'm not going to teach you how to clap back, but because you do a good job. But when he hit you with the three at one time, Erica should have been like, and that's why you was trying to fuck, because you heard that story and you was hoping you were going to be one of them. Because that's if you entertaining stories like that, Stevie, you tried her. You was like, I can get there. Hell yeah, I want her to do that with me. Stevie leaves the reunion. Now, we talked about this. They said he really got into a verbal altercation. I don't know if he tried to get physical, if they edit that out. I think they would, because they're never going to show a guy hit a woman or even try to swing on her. He left. Ooh, completely.
I would have died laughing if I was Eric. I got that under your skin. Yes. Oh, Lord, give me my bag.
He got out of there. It sounded like TMZ asked him some questions, but obviously that was them. He had nothing to say. He's like, have a good reunion. So then we wrap up with Spice and Tommy. And apparently since the last episode to now.
I was so mad. I was like, y'all sound like y'all got a banger. I needed y'all not to be having these problems.
I was going
to
put that song last week.
Couldn't find it.
Song dropped 2 days ago. It's maybe dropped Thursday, something like that. It dropped after the podcast. We'll put it there. It's actually Tommy's song. I thought it was Spice's song. Mm-hmm. We definitely didn't see the Miami shoot. I would have loved to see y'all go to Miami. just to do it. I mean, whatever. So at the time he saw her recap, she was embarrassed, but she knows where she's at in life. And I was surprised to find out she got the ankle monitor herself. Says she won't be in that position. We'll get to that in News and Rumors. And then Spice, man, I need to watch more Luke Cage. I want to work on my Jamaican accent, because Bushmaster ain't even Jamaican. I feel like he got a decent Jamaican accent. So Spice just talking about how she called Tommy up, and Tommy said, "Don't call me, I got workers." And they get to going back and forth, and Tommy said all her videos are trash and nobody watches them, and you won't discredit her, and she will beat her ass. And that's where we ended.
That shit turned left real quick.
Really, I wasn't ready for it. I really be thinking they be at. I need to get to one of these, because I do be looking like they edit shit big time.
Could you imagine if we got to a reunion?
Man, we couldn't talk about shit until we get to the reunion. We could tell you what they didn't show y'all, but we couldn't do it ahead of time.
Yeah.
But man, I would have took that. I'm not ashamed of that. All right. So next time I try to write some stuff. Yo, they don't really give you that much. It looks like we got the good stuff in this episode, because I couldn't care less of what Mama D talking about.
It was a lot going on in that trailer.
Yeah. Keely said Tobias lies, and Tokyo's like, "You lie too. You ain't never made nobody." Carly wants a boy. What does that mean? What is that in reference to?
All right. I hate the way they edit, because you like, who attacking who and why, yes, and what's going on?
Yo, we always got to see the audience go, "Oh, what?" Yeah. Stop that. Tokyo won't be picked on, so I think she was talking to Spice.
I don't think there should be edited, meaning verbal, like words, on reunion shows.
Yo,
bleeping is annoying.
You can always hear when they overdub Nina. She was like, they overdub her with, "Yo, if we can't talk, guys, then we're just going to," and I'm like, that's an overdub. That don't sound like she said that then. Or she said, they dubbed her saying, "So we're talking about the Miami shoot, right?" And I was like, what the hell? And then BK needs to slow down. I don't know.
But I'm like, baby?
Yeah. Before we get to News and Rumors, me and Shell did talk about Basketball Wives. So I did not watch Sunday's episode, but we did talk about the two episodes she wanted me to watch, and that was on Equal Opposites. I will put that in here after everything. So after the music fades out, you guys can hear us talk about Basketball Wives and my thoughts on this whole...
In case y'all didn't listen to Equal Opposites.
Evelyn and what's name? Tammy. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So News and Rumors. This Tia Marie shit is getting out of hand. Did you see that Christopher Milan pulled up on Tia Marie, and he's saying that she had leaked the sex tape so she can have a storyline? He feels betrayed because he was fighting for her so hard. So he pulled up with her ex-boyfriend. They filmed it, and she was trying to get in the car, and she entertained it. And it was just sad to see two grown-ass men. Listen, Tierra, I hope to God you didn't leak this sex tape, because it's not a good storyline. That's not a good, because you're pressing real charges. That's dumb.
Yeah.
They're not offering you that much, right? But she really was losing her cool and trying to fight Christopher Milan. and she was like throwing, and he was like, "Stay back," or whatever. It was just sad to see. It was really sad. I was trying to find who had the video. Love and Hip Hop T. I'll probably put I'll insert it in the show notes so y'all can see it. But yes, Christopher Milan on Milan Christopher. I'm messing his name up. Milan Christopher. "Just like that sex tape you put out of yourself when I was sitting right next to you. Then have me fighting your ex for nothing. But hey," but here's the problem that doesn't make any sense. If Milan knew it was fake, then why were you fighting?
Right.
That doesn't make sense to anybody. And then everybody thinks Milan's really trying to get back on the show. Are you really? Because he stays around the show. If he'd be messy when they put stuff up. So I don't know if that's his angle, but it's Love and Hip Hop is a drug. They really fight to be on this show. I don't know why, but
it's irrelevant.
Yeah. Maybe you get money for hosting parties or whatever. On Equal Opposites, while we was wrapping up, I said Keisha Cole, I had some Keisha Cole news that she had posted a cryptic message on Instagram saying hashtag Prego in my Fashion Nova, hashtag congratulations are in order at Fashion Nova. Why does chick lie? And she now pregnant.
Are you serious?
Yep. And she apologized. Like, "I was trolling. That wasn't a good troll." She says, I kind of apologize for trolling. I kind of are you yesterday telling y'all I was preggo, but y'all need to stop body shaming. No, fuck you. I mean, I'm not for body shaming, but no, you brought that on yourself and saying I'm pregnant every other day. Like, seriously, it hurts my feelings. Her at Fashion Nova thought it was sweet that you all were excited about the news, though. Moving on. All right. Tommy. Oh, God. She got arrested again. I don't know what's going on with Tommy. Yeah, she got arrested late last night, Sunday night, for allegedly slapping a valet driver. So is it not the alcohol? It's just you. This is pure Tommy.
Because, no, I was like, you turned up on Spice, sober as shit. So,
yeah.
Maybe it's just her.
It might be. And then I guess in congratulations on order, Lyrica and A1 are expecting a baby. How? See, this is, listen, now remember I brought the K Michelle thing up.
What happened was he put his thing.
Oh, I know how it happens. But listen, K Michelle was throwing the subliminals like, yo, you got the fake baby and you're going to claim it's a miscarriage. And I said it was for Safari's girl. But then this come because she's been saying Lyric and A1 have been faking storylines like the fake robbery, which has led nowhere, even though it was at a well-known studio. Young Berg has not said anything about this and he was there. And now a baby's popping up. But remember, he cheated during this offseason too. So, I'm so tired. Boy, I can't. Listen, I love you guys. I promise. I love doing this, but I can't wait for the show to be over.
Like, in life.
Yeah, because,
like,
yo.
Completely over. Season do you think she going up to? 10? You think she's going to stop at like 10?
Or just reconjigger this, because I'm so tired of these people. Like, if everything was real, I'd be rocking with it. What else I got? Brie Taylor. She claims her ex-boyfriend, which is Cyndi Lauper's son, verbally and physically abused her. So I didn't even know they were dating.
Okay, who did you say?
Brie Taylor, remember the little one? She
oh,
was,
okay.
This from Love & Hip Hop New York. She said, a woman should never go through what I went through. Is there anything else? That was it. This from VH1. How is it not a bigger? Let me see if they have more if I click on it. What they say. Brittany Taylor just detailed some disturbing allegations about her recent relationship, which ended after what she describes as emotional and physical abuse. During a recent Instagram story, the rapper claims she had been in a relationship with Dex Lauper, the son of famous singer Cyndi Lauper. She alleges that Dex not only physically assaulted her, but also cheated on her with multiple women. Quote, he verbally abused me by calling me all types of black bitches, belittling me by calling himself born royalty, and I'm just a crack baby. He even verbally abused my mom several times, calling out her name. I wonder if this was some of the one of the reasons why she was so adamant trying to fight Bianca. You know, like, I'm getting picked. Hurt people. So maybe she was just mad at the world. All right. Do I have anything else in here? That might be it. Let's see. Keisha Cole. I don't care about Milan Christopher Nassi. Oh, he's getting his penis molded. I don't give a damn. It looks like Logan Browning is going to be on Hit the Floor. We don't talk about that, but y'all might be watching Hit the Floor. So she's going to be doing double duty. And I think that's it. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to stay after the music to hear our thoughts on Basketball Wives. You can tweet me at One and Only. You can tweet Shell.
And Tech the Shell, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Make sure to follow the website 1515F. Check out our podcast, rate, review, subscribe, join the Facebook group. Until next time, I say peace, she says.
Bye.
Bitch, sit back, watch me get that money. Couple million bank book can't done. Yana Bunny and Clyde, this a Spice and Tommy. Roll out, not a car with a top down. Dirty gal every ear talk a drop down. Boom, boom, fatty, I'm a shark like 1 pound. Back up on back, watch me shut this club down. You bitches ain't next. Sitting home, watch my gram, who vex me? I want like a rude girl, I chase them checks. Big batty guys straight from the jacks to the jet. Excuse you, bitch, we grind for this money. And these broke niggas can't get nothing from me. Don't say me a rude guy, yeah, I'm taking shit. Lay a nigga down if he don't run. Now my goal to me, I done pop my pussy on his honey. Bitches, you same boat when I'm running to this money. Never take the water, left you what? Bitches all the time. Wine up on a beat, make a nigga come fine.
I'm like, bitch, stop
playing for my Vegas is the better spot. And Vegas is not that far from Los Angeles. So I feel people can just chop her into Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay. You know who's not leaving Los Angeles just yet? because I this is my segue. I haven't done these in a while. Basketball wise, which I had to watch two episodes to.
So we can discuss.
All right. So for those who don't watch Basketball Wise, I promise you guys, I'm going to make this relatable to our what we do, because I have questions about this particular subject. So I'm going to try to give you guys this rundown, and then we're going to discuss it. So apparently Jennifer heard a rumor about her friend Evelyn, who wasn't her friend at the time. They had a falling out, sleeping with Shawnee's ex. And I believe the ex is Shaquille O'Neal. She went and told Tammy. She went and told Malaysia. And then they had this retreat where they had to say something nice to each other. And they really didn't say anything nice. They edited out a lot of, I mean, listen, I appreciate somebody saying thank you and we get off on the wrong foot. But when you say something nice, when I hear that, I think you're going to say, you know what? You do this really well, or you're the best at doing that. You know, that's nice, but whatever. Yeah. That's neither here nor there. So it comes out that Evelyn, the rumor was Evelyn slept with Wesley. Evelyn obviously gets defensive and said, this has never happened. I would never do that. Now, a little backstory for those who don't watch Love & Hip Hop. Evelyn did sleep with husband at the time. Yeah, but she claims she didn't know, and that's where that rift comes up from between there. Now, your question on Monday was asking me, why was Evelyn seemed to be more upset at Tammy? I watched it, and I don't understand, because this is in the first episode I watched, which you told me was last week's episode. It said, they cut to Evelyn in the talking head and says, I know Tammy's behind this and she's the real reason. I said, what are you talking about? Did I miss her? It felt like it cut out so much just to say Tammy's the reason this is all going down. I'm like, no, Jennifer is the reason this is all going down. I don't know. Yeah. Even with the text messages, Tammy and Evelyn still had animosity towards each other. And Tammy.
Okay, so are you still giving background? Because after
thought
about it,
y'all got the background.
I understood why she felt some kind of. After I really thought about it, I understood why she felt some way about Tammy.
Okay, you want to go first?
So my problem is, though, So my problem when it comes to this is, guys, what this information was disclosed, let's say, a year ago.
Yep, they sat on it for a year.
Jennifer tells Tammy that she heard a rumor that Ev slept with Shawnee's ex. And then she puts it in a text message and she goes, we have to inform Malaysia. We got to drop the bug to Malaysia.
Yeah, and so Malaysia could tell Shawnee and we could take that bitch down
exactly.
The path.
So in my head, I'm like, bitch, how are you not mad at Jennifer? Because all in all, the shit wouldn't be here if it wasn't Jennifer who started the fucking rumor.
Yes.
However, Tammy, you sat on this shit for a year.
As well.
My nigga. And so to bring it up out of nowhere at this particular time is questionable. And if Shawnee is as much of a friend as you claim her to be, why would you not have said something to Shawnee a year ago if your intent was just, you're my friend, I wanted to be honest? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Dad,
this shit a year, it just sounds like you got some weird ass motive behind it.
Yeah.
So I get why Evelyn is upset with Tammy. However, I don't get how you don't give Jennifer nothing, though. You just like,
all of
you don't
it for
have
Tammy.
No, and like, at some point, I'd have been like, oh, bitch, we gonna talk after this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I get, maybe she was like, well, I said some dirty shit about Jennifer during the time that we weren't friends, and I jumped on tables and threw bottles at this bitch. I acted. So, yeah, I can get her certain shit or whatever, whatever. But if you're like a person who goes that low, like, she had a whole master plan to get Evelyn up out of here.
Yeah, but and the thing that bothered me with Tammy is I don't like when you do the whole, I would tell you something, but I'm trying to be a good person.
Keep
that shit to yourself then. And that to me bothered me the whole thing, because this is how I want to bring it back to us. The rumor aspect, none of it made sense. I can understand that Jennifer has beef with Evelyn, right? But if somebody comes with you with some information that you said, look, first of all, Jennifer should have said, when did this happen? Because I've known Evelyn for years and we talk about everything. I can't see her hiding that from me. Or where did you get it? Nobody wanted to fact check the same way nobody fact check Electric Slide. They just ran with it because they wanted to believe it.
She fact checked. She checked her man. She called her man.
Yeah, yeah, Shani did. She and Shaq laughed about it, but it didn't make any sense. And then I was like, "Do when you hear rumors, me personally, I'm like, that's in one ear out there. I'm like Malaysia. I'm like, I'm like, not bringing Malaysia, that to you. Like,
why did you think that? Because from what I've noticed, watch Malaysia, she don't really like to be messy. So why did you think that you dropping the ball to Malaysia? And then Jennifer can't even cover her ass good. She like, oh, I just told you so you can do whatever you felt well, like
with,
you
with
need
it, with
to
the
do.
Information.
Bitch, you were supposed to be like, girl, I was venting.
That's why
I ain't mean shit bad.
I did just like the fact that Shani said, yo, Jennifer, I look at you different now. The energy is off. Like, I did like that. Because that made sense to me.
Because you were so mad at Evelyn that you was going to destroy some other shit.
So the Tammy and Evelyn thing, I thought maybe Evelyn was upset. Not only because Tammy sat on a year, but how Tammy knew how this would look between Jennifer and Evelyn. Like, she'll revel in the fact that y'all going to break up and over this. So maybe I thought that was upset. But Tammy, that was a low blow. That,
when she brought up the Chad shit.
Yeah, so for y'all to know, Evelyn used to date Chad, well, was married to Chad Ocho Cinco, Chad for Johnson, like and then they had a domestic violence dispute. Episode. Because he ended up headbutting her, and she tried to say she lied about it. And you know what, you ever watch television, or any people, period, and you see them get upset, and you like, yo, if you just would have took a deep breath, you could have just bodied this. I looked at Evelyn like, she could have just been like, are you serious? Are you really insinuating that I lied about this or I made this up? And then I would have asked Tammy, who told you that? Did I tell you that? You know, the only reason I told because neighbors called, have you talked to Chad since then? So you pulling stuff out of thin air just to win an argument. She could have won, but she was just so mad. And I understand that. Why would you think I will make that up? Because even if...
I think she handled it the best way. Like, it wasn't as calm as you made it, but she definitely was kind of just like, what? Like,
yes.
You think it caught her off, like, why would I? Okay, you know what? You sound real dumb right now, and I'm not even finna go tit for tat with you because that shit's serious. Like, that's why he apologized. Like, who apologized for some
and then,
shit that
yo,
they
then
don't
when she does that, Tammy says, they always apologize. I said, so wait, are you proving her point or not? What are you talking right. about? And then Tammy act as if there aren't women who don't get cheated on or get hit on. And don't stay with the man after the public knows. So why would Evelyn leave if she made it up? She could have just stayed.
And then in her confessional, I think she said, he lost his career over it. I just
Like,
girl, you was not there when this shit. I really don't like when people start voicing their opinion about some domestic dispute type stuff because you weren't there.
But here's the thing.
Number one.
She trying to say, I said, yo, this thing is so old. And she fighting the good fight for Chad Ocho Cinco now? Saying this is the reason he lost his career. And I just opened this up. I got a new email, but I'm going to see if this one is, should we do this one for, let me see. Oh, no. You know what? Shit. All right, look, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to slice this in. All right. So we're basketball wise. We also have fan mail for this too. Shell, this is from Berlinda, who always writes us. Appreciate this. She says, hi, since you have mentioned basketball wise, I thought I would put my two cents in. I actually agree with Evelyn. I think Tammy is actually trying to gaslight people in order to remove the attention from what she has done. Shani's point of view, I would be more upset with Tammy because Shani and Jennifer aren't that close, according to Shani. If Tammy knew this information about Evelyn and her ex having an affair, why wait a year to tell her about it? Why then bring it up on camera? Why taunt it and wait until everyone is supposed to be having a peaceful kumbaya moment to bring it up? You're right. And play hot potato with it. Tammy brought it up not to protect Shani, but to put a wedge between Jennifer and Evelyn's friendship and also to mess with Jennifer because of her point of view. She feels Jen is being messy towards her. Evelyn is more upset with Tammy because, one, time and place this was brought up. Two, probably upset with Jim, but not as much because they weren't friends when the plotting was going down and understands people talk shit when you're at odds with them.
Right, I agree.
She says, in closing, I also think Tammy was clearly involved in the plotting to take Evelyn down. She shows Shani text correspondence between Jen and another person.
That could have easily been deleted.
And make sure to say, you see, I didn't say anything in the text correspondence. It's simple to remove text message from a conversation, and she didn't show where she told Jennifer to stop and not go through with the scheme. They are both wrong, but Tammy is more wrong in my opinion. Thank you, Berlinda.
I mean, they both wrong because I'm still trying to figure out why Jennifer won't get a little piece of something. But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, after I like really sat and thought about it, I was like, I get why she is upset at Tammy, But I just feel like you need an ounce of upsetness with Jennifer that I'm just not seeing.
You do. But I don't know how y'all have the energy to watch Basketball Wives every week. I love the way a shot is. Yo, I had to go look up old dude that Malaysia went on a date with. And then I came across the message board and they said that Malaysia was a little dress thoughtish on that date. And she could have been a little more conservative. She had the girls out and had the little, she had Chanel on? Was it CG or GG?
Gucci,
I can't remember.
I think it was Gucci. The 2Gs. I think it was the 2Gs.
Yeah, with the, on the belt. Yo, dude really gave me a Scottie Pippen vibe without the nose. I was like, this is Ron Pippen. There's Ronnie Pippen. You trying to pretend like you don't know who this is? Oh, man. All right, what else we got?